Aleinu Neshaveyah Nagala
Okay, one of the things, one of the most important things for us to remember, life is about remembering. It's about remembering. The reason I say that is because we know, all of us know, we all know deep down inside of us, we all know what we want. Deep inside of us, we know what we want. However deep it is, sometimes we have access to it, sometimes we don't have access to it. But at the end of the day, deep down, if we listen to ourselves, that's really most of the time the problem is that we don't really listen to ourselves. We don't listen to the voice inside of us. You know, there's something called the gut. What's in your gut? What's your gut? What do you... I heard many years ago that your gut, right? If someone says, what's the gut? What's your gut feeling? They say that gut is in Yiddish, that's how you say God. So you say gut. So you say God, Hashem. They say even on a, I'm not so familiar with the somatic stuff, but they say that in psychology nowadays, they say when something hurts your gut, that's like the essence, like your stomach, that's like the essence of who you are. You know, deep down, we all, whenever that happened, whether it's when a person was formed, whether one's neshama comes down into this world, person's neshama comes into this world, and then you get like held hostage, you get kidnapped, you get taken away, so to speak, and a person's whole life, he's really, Reb Tzaddik says, when a person works on his midas and works on his midas, and then he reveals that he has a beautiful midah, or he has a beautiful whatever it might be, it's not something new. It's not something new that he discovered. It's not a new midah. He had it there the whole time. He had it there the whole time. The pshat is that it takes time to peel away and to peel away and to really know who you are and to know to get in touch with that. That's really what teshuva is. Teshuva means that you're returning. You're returning to yourself. You're returning to yourself. They say one of the things of tshuva is a person goes to the mikvah. What happens when you go to the mikvah? You take off your clothing and you go into the position of a fetus. You go to the position of a fetus and you're like a fetus inside the mother's womb. That's real tshuva. Tshuva is really just getting back. If you ever see a child, children are very simple. Children are happy. Children are running around. Children say whatever they want to say. When a person begins to reach puberty and you start, you know, having this quote-unquote identity of yourself, that's in a certain way, that's really when you lose yourself. It's when you start becoming self-conscious, which is good. It's okay. It's okay to be self-conscious. It's a very normal thing for a person to be aware of one's surroundings, what's going on, to feel the, depending on your background, depending on how a person grew up, if there was a lot of criticism, if people in your family made you feel self-conscious and you felt a certain way. But a child, ultimately, a child is so pure, a child is so fresh. A child just wants to run and be free and live a beautiful life, and live a life of happiness, live a life of connection. And then what happens is, if you're able to, if Hashem gives a person that matana, that's a real gift from Hashem, it's a real, real gift from Hashem. You have to ask from Hashem, you have to daven to Hashem to ask Him to give you that gift. And that gift is to get to know yourself. The gift is to really listen to yourself, to be able to hear your voice. As the Mishnah says, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim, there's a voice from Har Chore, from Har Sinai, that tells a person, that says, Shuvu Banim, right? Do teshuva, learn Torah, become close to me, reach out to me. So they say, where's that voice? Where's that voice? We don't hear the voice. Where's that voice? The pshat is that voice is there. The voice is there that tells a person, come on, let's go. Come on, come on, come on. You can do it. Come on, you can push yourself. Come on, you can let go of that taiva. Come on, you could be more honest with yourself. Come on, you can let go. Whatever it might be. And what happens is sometimes sometimes we don't listen. That's really what it is. That's all. Sometimes either we don't listen or it fades away. It's too far away. It seems to be hard for us. It seems to be difficult. But the pshat is, it's all about remembering. It's all about remembering. You know, one of the best, your closest friends, you guys are still a little bit young, but when your closest friends will be your friends who are your friends from childhood. Sometimes you see your childhood friend. It's like, I know this guy. I know you. It's like your childhood friends, your friends who know you when you were a little kid. Why? What's the pshat? There's an innocence. There's an innocence. There's a certain real just connection with oneself. And part of life is for us to try and get back to that. Part of life is for a person to try and really tap into that, no matter how old you are, no matter how old the person is. To try and tap in to that feeling of how was I when I was in second grade? Ask your mother. Ask your family. Look at some videos. Look at some pictures of yourself when you were a little kid. Try and tap into that. When you were a little kid, what was going on when you were a little kid? Right? Sometimes you don't need such a big therapist to bring you back to where you were when you were a little kid. Sometimes, especially now with the phones, where you could have all your videos or pictures of you when you were 4 years old, when you were 5 years old, go tap into that little kid. When you tap into that little kid, when you tap in and you remember who you are, there's a certain strength. There's a certain strength. Sometimes it comes with a little bit of a sadness, because sometimes you feel distant from that person. Sometimes you feel like, I can't reach that person, but it's not true. That person's in your gut. That person is so much more connected to you than you think. I really want to go on one pasuk. This is all like an intro for the one pasuk, but we'll get there. Baloyscha, this week's parasha, Baloyscha Saneiros, they say, right, the famous Chazal, that it says that it should be able. Excuse me, Rashi brings down, till it can burn by itself, till you could be a light from within yourself. You could be a light from within yourself. You don't need to be lit by somebody else. I said this one New Year's. I said this when Rabbi Kalish was here. I don't think it was this past year, maybe 2 years ago. Maybe some of the chevra will remember. I said when he came, I said over, I forgot what the context was, but I was saying how New Year's, I remember when we were in the upstairs by the Moshav, in the Moshav Shul. So I remember one of the chevra, they did something for New Year's. They did it here in Yeshiva. They didn't go anywhere for New Year's. And I said, the guy who's the party doesn't have to go to the party. If you're going to a party, that was this year or 2 years? It was this year I said it?
I said, I don't go to parties, I am the party.
I am the party, right. What's the pshat? You are, meaning when a person is able to get from within himself, shetehei hashalheves oylemeileh, shetehei hashalheves oylemeileh, means that you're able to access you. You're able to access you. Of course we need help from other people. Of course we need someone else to teach us. But they're not teaching us something that we don't know, right? Each and every one of us learned kol ha-Torah kula, whatever it means. You were chelik in Torah when you were in your mother's womb. The Gemara says, you're a neshama. You're a neshama. You know what real toiv is. You know what real life is about. We really know. So what's the pshat? I am the party. I am the party. I don't need to go to find the happiness elsewhere. I don't need to find that happiness. Sometimes it does help when you're hanging around the right people. Sometimes the right people remind us of who we are. They remind us of who we are. But those are the right friends. It's not the pshat, the friends. These friends are better. These friends are worse. These friends remind me of who I really, who I truly am. The people I'm hanging around with are accessing and tapping in to the person who I really, who I truly am. That is what we want to do. Ba'aloyschas ha'neiros. The pshat is, shetehei shalheves oylem eileh, means that I'm able to stand by myself and I'm able to find that light from within me without someone else helping me. Now again, it doesn't mean that I can't ask for help. It doesn't mean that I don't need help, but I'm able to access that. I'm able to somehow to remember, somehow I'm able to tap in. And when a person begins to do that, which I'm going to talk about in a second, how to do that. When a person begins to do that, then he becomes more independent. Then a person becomes more, that's one of the challenges, as I've said many times, of this stage of your life. One of the challenges of this stage in your life is this transition between dependence and independence. That's why it's so difficult. Because we're in the transition of everybody who's been lighting you up, everybody who's been giving you whatever they're giving you, and then you have to look into this world and you have to say, okay, who am I going to be? You look at your father, you look at your mother, you look at your family, you look at your what school you went to, you look in how you were formed, who formed you, which is, of course, very important. Think of Avram Avinu. One of my favorites is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was, right, Chazal say, till he was 52, 53 years old. Avram Avinu had to get rid of what? He was talking about being formed to be a certain way, which makes sense that Avram Avinu is connected Rosh Hashanah. Say Avram Avinu is connected Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron. Rosh Hashanah is a time where we remember. What's my life about? Avram Avinu left his father, he left his mother, he left his brothers, he left his family, he left everyone. He left everyone to tap into who? Into a spark that he felt inside of himself, that I want to be true, and I'm going to be true to myself. I'm going to be true to myself. I'm going to be true to myself. As the quote, they put the quote out. It's one of my favorite quotes. It's not about being the best you. It's not about being the best you. People think you have to be that. You know where this came from, by the way. That quote came from here. When I was in camp, when I was the involved in camp, so I remember seeing a parent take his child and dropping off his child in camp, and he said to the child, "I'll never forget this." He said he gave his child a hug, and he told his child, "Go be the best in the bunk." And I'm like, "Why you have to ruin the kid? Why you have to ruin the kid? Why you have to tell him he's got to be the best in the bunk? Why he's got to be the best in the bunk?" He told him. I always remember this. He's like, "Go be the best in the bunk," something like that. I'm like, I didn't say anything, but I'm like, just be you. Why have to be the best in the bunk? Why can't I just be me? So what happens is, that's what happens. We say, I got to be the best, right? That was the line. You got to be the best you. You don't have to be the best you. Don't be the best you. Just be you. And if you're you, you'll be great. That's it. That's all you have to be. You don't have the best you. It's redundant. It's superfluous to be the best you. When you tap into yourself, when a person taps into himself, you're able to shine by yourself. You're able to shine by yourself. So the million-dollar question is, how do I do that? There are many ways to do it. How does a person do that? How does a person shine by himself? How does a person shine by himself? How do you learn to shine by yourself? How do you learn to listen to yourself? How do you learn to listen to who you are? So I want to say, it's one of the reasons that I have on the wall. I don't know if we've explained it. Maybe we have to remind that we have to explain all the quotes that we have on the walls, why I put up those quotes. Right, one of my favorite quotes, I think, is very tapped into this. It's one of the pshatim in this. And that is, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. It sounds very cute. Why is that so big? Why is that so important? The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. What does that mean? I think that's one of the ways that a person can shine himself. I'll tell you why. Because the main thing, to keep the main thing means, this is what it really, in a certain way, means. It means that you're true to yourself. And I wake up in the morning and I go to sleep at night. And it doesn't matter if you have your aliyas and you read this. It doesn't matter if you fall off the horse. It doesn't matter if you have a bad day. It doesn't matter if you have a bad week. It doesn't matter if you have a bad month. You know what? It doesn't matter if you have a bad year. Could be even a few years. You could have a few bad years. Could be. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that when you tap in and you're able to really, really remember, who am I? What is my main gift? What's my gift? What is my strength? What am I good at? What do I think Hashem put me on this world? It's hard when you're a little bit younger to figure out, what did Hashem put me on this world? You know how you know what Hashem put you on this world for? What is your biggest struggle? What do you struggle the most with? It's one of the things that Hashem put a person on this world for. To battle that. To work through that. What is one of the talents that Hashem gave you? What is one of the talents that Hashem gave you? When a person looks at the talents that Hashem gave him, when a person sees, I have this struggle, I didn't grow up. A lot of times people grow up with a difficult family situation, and their main thing is, no matter what, I'm going to make sure I have a great family. No matter what, I'm going to make sure that I'm a good husband, and I'm a good father, and I'm a good husband, whatever it might be. They're dedicated to that. Where if their father had an anger issue, or their mother had an anger problem, or their father had a taiva problem, or their father had a a financial problem, whatever it might be, where their family had a certain issue that they saw, they say, I am going to be true, whatever it is. I'm going to make sure that that's not going to happen to me. I'm going to make sure that this is the way I'm going to live my life. And when you're true to that, and usually, I just want to say, usually that occurs when you're a little kid. Usually it occurs when you're a little kid that you have a conversation with yourself and you tap into yourself and you say, this is what I want my future to be like. This is what I want to be. It doesn't just happen that a person becomes something. People think you sit here at 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old, you think you just got here just by, it happens to be that you're sitting here in this yeshiva, you're sitting in this shir, you're sitting here tapping in. How did you get here? You got here because you made a decision to be here. You look the way you look. You are the way you are because you kept your main thing the main thing. You went ahead and you were true to yourself. Sometimes it doesn't always, sometimes the trueness to ourselves, right? A lot of times, let's say a person drinks, or a person smokes, or a person is on his phone a lot, or a person is distracted. A lot of times that was the decision also. I can't deal with my life, so I'm going to make sure that I'm able to deal with my life. This way, it's always a beautiful thing. A person's never doing something because he deep down wants to harm himself. No one really wants to harm himself. It's just the only way that the person knows how to deal and how to take care of himself. But when we're able to tap in, let's just chazer over. Shetei shalheves oylam eileh means that I need to learn to be like Avram Avinu. I need to be able to stand on my own. I need to learn how to stand on my own and to live that life that I want to live, whatever it might be. You want to make that decision, or you want to really tap in to the decision that you already made. Tap into that decision that you already made. And I guarantee everybody here, if you're not sure what decision you made when you were a kid, so try and remember that. Try and remember. When I was a little kid, what did I dream of becoming? When I was a little kid, what did I think that I wanted to become? And don't let go of that. Don't let go of that dream. Don't let go of that dream that you had when you were a little child. Now again, it doesn't mean if you thought you could fly that you're going to be able to fly. Okay, then yeah. But you know what? But it wasn't that you could fly. It was deeper than that. It was something that represented something. When a person's a little child and he has nothing holding him back, that's when you're able to really tap in to what you really want, what you really want to become, who I really want to be. And Hashem sets it up that way. Hashem sets up that you're in an environment that sometimes goes against, or it sometimes helps that. Sometimes it goes against. Hashem puts you in a particular position in your family. It's always very, very important to remember that. Hashem puts you in a very particular family. Not because you're in that family, so that's why you have that. It's because your neshama is like that. That's why he puts you in that family. Should I say that again? It's not the pshat that you have that because you're in the family that you're in. You have a certain neshama that has a certain light that is supposed to shine for the world. And that light is going to be brought out by being placed in this particular family. That light is going to be brought out by being that certain position in that family. And to remember when you were a child, remember when you were four, I don't know how back your memory goes, when you were 4 years old, when you were 5 years old, when you were 7 years old, when you were 10 years old, whatever it might be, to tap back in, to say, what did I always want? What did I always want that I couldn't get? What did I always want? What was I trying to touch? What was I trying to tap into? And to try as much as you can to really tap into that. To try and tap into that. No matter what, no matter where, no matter how many years you've wasted, so to speak, no matter how much you think you went off that path, as long as you keep that main thing the main thing, you will always get back on track. You will always get back. If anybody knows anything about addiction, and real pain. All it is about, most of the time, not all, I don't want to oversimplify it, but a lot of it has to just do with the fact that you're not getting back onto the track that you want to be on. You think something else is going to bring you to where you want to get to. It's that road. It's that road, that main road that you know that you want to take to get you to where you want to take, where you want to go. Question, comments, please. Yes, sure.
Why is it tapping into the child's dream? If we're evolving as people, like working on myself, like the dream changes as I get older. Like just, I'll give you an example, like just a theoretical. As a child, you know nothing about living in Israel versus America. And now you grow up and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to live in here. So why is it, like as a child, that's not a dream?
Right, so it's not, so yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's more of a detail. It's more of a detail of the personal that I want to become. Right. Some people, when they come to Eretz Yisrael, every Jew comes to Eretz Yisrael and they tap in. But it's very personal. Eretz Yisrael is very, very, very personal of what that means. Why I want to live in Eretz Yisrael. You know, now it's a little bit different because of just the world. The way the world is, I don't know how much longer. I don't know what's doing in America, but I'm saying that's more of a practical thing. What's going on in the world with anti-Semitism and Eretz Yisrael and different things? But deep down, when you have some people, right? When they're a little kid, I remember this happened to me. I remember when the first time I went to a tish. First time I was in Eretz Yisrael, I went to a tish. I went to a Meir Sharim. I go to this place with hundreds or thousands of Hasidim, and they're sitting there Friday night singing. I'm like, what is this? I never experienced that in my life. And it was something that like drew me. That drew me like, whoa, what is this? This is holy. This is beautiful. This is something. And it did go back to childhood. It did go back to childhood. Experiences that we have, they're buttons or they're little reminders of who I truly, truly am, right? When we sit here and when I watch the Chevra the other night, music night, and you see guys sit there, I guarantee you, I don't want to embarrass him too much, Tzvi Kovel, Tzvi's here, Tzvi's here. Write that song that we love. How old were you?
Rastically.
12th grade. Right. Last year, 11th grade. Right. That's part one of the verses. Right. I guarantee. So how am I tapping in? Why are we singing here? How many years later? Five, six years later. Some guy living in Cleveland, Minneapolis, wherever. Where were you then?
Minneapolis.
Drumming on his guitar, playing some song about him, we're able here in Moshav Matisyahu, all of us, to sit here and tap. Not only that, when we were in Poland, right? We were on the bus singing that song by Bnei Yisachar in Poland, in the darkness of Poland, singing a song from an American guy in Minneapolis playing a song. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in that? It's not about Poland. It's not about the Bnei Yisachar. It's not about Minneapolis. It's not about Tzvi Kovel. At the same time, it's about all of them. It's about all of them. It's about neshamas. It's about a journey. It's about a journey. Coming to Eretz Yisrael, the fact that you're here, the fact that you're here now is part of your journey, of your neshama. Your neshama has a big, big, big journey that it's part of. You don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know if you're going to live till 80, to 90, to 100, 70, 60, chas v'shalom. I don't want to start going lower. You don't know. How does anybody know how long they're going to live? What type of wife you're going to marry? What type of children? Are you going to have a girl first? You're going to have a boy, all boys, all girls, a mix? what type of children? People have certain children that have certain needs, special needs. Not Hashem. It's neshamas. It's all neshamas. What your tikkunim are, and when you remember, it's funny. I just want to share just a personal thing again. My mother, Baruch Hashem, lives here in Eretz Yisrael. I try and visit her. I visited her in Erev Shabbos, and we were talking. I don't know how it came up, but she was talking about Pirkei Avos, and she was looking for, because when she moved, she lost some svarim, because when you move, sometimes she lost some svarim. There was a Pirkei Avos, and I said, like, yeah, I love Pirkei Avos. It happens to be something that I love Pirkei Avos. I was always very, very connected to Pirkei Avos. Always loved Pirkei Avos. I still do. I love Pirkei Avos. And my mother was talking about Pirkei Avos and saying how she loves Pirkei Avos. And then I said, that's so funny. I called my mother Ima. I said, I love Pirkei Avos also. My mamash loved Pirkei Avos. And my mother said, you know what's funny? She says, when you were a little kid, my mother was in a master's for Judaica studies. And I was maybe 2 years old or 3 years old. And she used to bring me to one of her classes that she was learning. And that class that she brought me to was a class, and it happens to be the rabbi of the class said, oh, you bring your little 2-year-old, 3-year-old son, he's going to love Torah, he's going to want to be involved in Torah, you bring your kid. And my mother said that class was a class of Pirkei Avos. Okay, it doesn't always work like that, that we could trace it back, that I'm a little kid, and here, you know, it's Girsa de Yankisa, which means when we learn something when we're a child, when we see something, they say in a negative way, they say Amalek, how did Amalek get all of his koyach to destroy and to hate the Jewish people so much? You know how? Because who was Amalek's grandfather? It was Esav. And he sat on the lap, I think it was his grandson or great-grandson, right? Is Amalek. He sat on the lap of Esav, and he was able to tap in to the hatred that Esav had for the Jewish people. That's how he got it. Girsa de Yankisa. Tapping in, listening in to who I am. And you know what's great? I'm telling you. Look at. We gotta maybe do this in Mirat Hashem for next year. I don't know if it's the time to do it. I'll speak to maybe Rabbi Race. We'll do it. We should have like a workshop of going back to like when you were 3 years old, 4 years old, and tapping into that.
Called ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca? Really? That's what ayahuasca does?
Yeah, they say you pay people and read their breath. Yeah, but
I'm right. They say a story. You know, there's a story like that I heard many years ago. There's a story where, it's funny that you say it. There's a story they say over. I heard this maybe 30 years ago, maybe even more. A story of a woman who Rachman al-Litzlan had an operation on her brain. She had a brain, whatever it was, she needed to have an operation.
And brain operation. And she starts singing in.
Yeah, you know this. Right. So while.
They said, Roy said you hated it. I was 3 years old.
Right. I didn't hear the part that she hated. The story goes that they were operating on her brain. They were operating on her brain, and during the brain surgery, she started singing opera. Gorgeous opera. She's singing like, ooh, whatever, however you do opera. She's singing opera, and when she woke up, like, she's like, I don't know any opera. I have no idea what's going on. Well, what's opera? And it was the spiral that when she was a little child, her mother brought her to an opera show, and it stays in. So could you imagine what stays in from the neshama? The imprint of the neshama? The neshama? Your neshama that was by the Kisya Kavod? That was by was by Har Sinai? Was by Yetzias Mitzrayim? Was there? You know how powerful that is? That we're sitting here. I want to be connected to Torah. I want to be connected to Hashem. Where does that come from? Does it just come from Stam? comes from your neshama, from your childhood, from pre your childhood. Okay, Mayor, let's see if it's a quick one, and we'll wrap up. Yes.
Two parts. One was, do you have any practical advice on how to get in touch with your child besides contemplating on it? Right. Two was, speaking of Grace also has an exercise where he does, summarize it, but essentially what you ask is to close your eyes, take 15 seconds, tell me like what you're dreaming of, what do you want to be? Okay, you think about it, you do it, and he says it, okay? And again, take away any limitations.
Right, after right. It's the same thing. Yeah. That's the same thing. I would tell, again, it's not something we could do. It's not something that you do like that. It's something that when a person keeps that as my main focus, my main thing is I want to make sure that I'm being, and I want to tell you something. If you're not happy, I'm telling you this, if you're not happy in your life and you're distracted constantly and you're not waking up early, I don't mean that and nothing to do with Musar. This is not Musar. To make sure you get up early and you gotta get up early. I'm talking about naturally that you're not living. This is really a different shear. Maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow. It's because you're not tapped into who you are. It's not because you're going to sleep late. It's not because you're of your anxiety. It might also be because of that. It's because you're not truly tapped in and living true to you. Because when you start living true to you, then you're like a little child. Little kids don't like to go to sleep. Little kids don't like to take a nap. Mitzvah Hashem, you'll see with your children. They don't like, why not? They're bouncing all over the place. I got a lot to do. I have a lot to accomplish. I have a lot that I got to do. I got a lot that I have to accomplish. Because nothing is stopping me. Nothing is stopping me. Nothing is stopping you. Nothing is stopping you from living that dream that you, the major thing that's stopping you is the fact that you forgot your dream. That's what it is. You forgot your dream. That's the only thing that's stopping you. We got to remember our dream. You want to remember it. Remember what that dream is. Once you tap into that, you'll get there. You will get there. I have no doubt in my mind. Who's saying the halacha? Who's saying the halacha? Someone?
It is forbidden to engage in a conversation through which a negative trait / action can be deducted about someone. Even though the negative information was not the intention of the conversation, sometimes... It is forbidden to engage in a conversation through which a negative trait can be deducted about someone. Even though the negative information was not the intention of the conversation, sometimes you don't even mean to talk negatively about someone, yet if the result of the negative point was brought out about a person, it is forbidden.
Nice. Thank you so much. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life. Thank you, everyone.